Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists. Just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, healthy on paper, sad on a plate.
Let's get into it. Okay, I need to tell you about my dinner last night.
Your dinner? That sounds like it's going to be a story.
It's a story with three parts. Excitement, disappointment, and a very expensive bowl of sad vegetables.
I'm ready. Start with the excitement.
So I decided to eat healthier. Not a diet, just eat better. More vegetables, less takeout. You know, the usual.
The usual. The thing we all decide on a Sunday and forget about by Tuesday.
Exactly. But this time I was serious. I found a recipe online, a Buddha bowl. Have you seen those?
A Buddha bowl? Yeah, it's a bowl with grains, vegetables, maybe some protein. Looks beautiful in photos. Very colorful, very healthy.
Yes, the photo was perfect. Bright orange, sweet potato, deep green avocado, purple cabbage, a perfect row of chickpeas, a white drizzle on top. It looked like art. The title said the most satisfying healthy bowl you will ever eat.
Of course it did. Every healthy recipe is the most satisfying.
Exactly. So I screenshotted the ingredient list and went to the supermarket after work. I walked around for 20 minutes because I could not find the quinoa. It was in the grain aisle, but why are there so many grains? I finally found it. Then I bought an avocado that was still hard, sweet potato, canned chickpeas, a lemon, sesame seeds, and some fancy olive oil that cost as much as a takeout meal.
So you spent more on ingredients than a nice dinner.
Way more, but I told myself, this is an investment in my health. So I got home. I watched the recipe video three times, the first time to understand, the second time to take notes, the third time to realize I had already forgotten the first two. So I just guessed. I chopped, I boiled, I roasted, I arranged everything in a bowl very carefully. It took an hour.
And?
It looked nothing like the photo. The sweet potato was too soft and kind of mushy. The quinoa was wet. The avocado was hard. The sesame seeds all fell to the bottom. The dressing was more like soup than a drizzle. I tried to make it look nice for a photo. I moved things around. I wiped the edge of the bowl. It still looked like someone dropped their lunch on a plate.
So even the photo failed.
The photo failed. The presentation failed. But I still had hope for the taste.
And?
The taste failed too. It was bland. The quinoa had no flavor. The sweet potato was okay but boring. The chickpeas were just there. I added salt, I added pepper, I added more lemon. Nothing helped. It was a bowl of healthy food that tasted like nothing.
So you spent an hour and a lot of money on sad, expensive, nothing?
Yes, but I didn't want to waste it, so I ate the whole bowl, every bland bite. And I told myself, healthy food takes time to get used to. Your taste buds need to adjust.
That's what we always say. I said the same thing about my first green smoothie.
And did your taste buds adjust?
No, they did not. I drank it for three mornings and then threw the rest of the spinach away.
That's exactly what I did this morning. I looked at the leftover quinoa in the fridge. I opened the container. I smelled it. I closed the container. And I ordered a sandwich instead.
You gave the quinoa a chance. That counts.
I did. And the sandwich was delicious. It made me think, why is healthy food so hard to enjoy? Why does the sandwich always win?
You know, yesterday you said something about sleep.
Know your bird?
Yes. You said, know your bird, pick your 30 minutes. A small thing, not a full sleep system, just one small change. And it made me think, we do the same thing with food.
We do. We don't try one small change. We try to change everything at once.
Exactly. I did the same thing a few months ago. I decided to meal prep, you know, cook all my food for the week on Sunday.
Oh, meal prep. That's the thing where you make five containers of the same food and then hate it by Wednesday.
That's exactly what happened. I made five containers of chicken, brown rice, and steamed broccoli. Sunday night, I felt so proud. I took a photo. I sent it to my mom.
What did your mom say?
She said, "That looks like hospital food."
Moms always tell the truth.
She was right. Monday, the chicken was okay. Tuesday, I added extra sauce to make it taste like something. Wednesday, I ordered takeout and left the container in the fridge. Thursday, I threw it away.
So you failed the meal prep challenge in 5 days.
4 days. Day five didn't even happen. And I felt so guilty. I thought, why can't I just eat healthy like normal people?
What's a normal person? I don't think normal people eat 5 containers of chicken and broccoli.
You're right. That's the problem. We think eating healthy means perfect salads, meal prep, no sugar, no takeout. But that's not sustainable. Nobody can do that forever.
So what's the alternative? Just give up and eat takeout every night?
No, but I found something that works better. A colleague at work, her name is Sarah. She told me about her approach. She loves mapo tofu. It's her favorite dish, but the restaurant version has a lot of oil. So she makes it at home and she changed one thing.
One thing?
One thing. She uses half the oil and she adds extra mushrooms and tofu. That's it. She didn't change the recipe completely. She didn't buy a special pan or a meal prep container set. She didn't download a meal planning app. She just used less oil and more vegetables.
That sounds so simple, almost too simple.
That's what I thought too. I asked her, does it actually taste good? And she said something interesting. She said, it's not restaurant good, but it's good enough that I want to eat it, and that's all I need.
Good enough that I want to eat it. That's a very different standard from what I was trying to do. I was trying to make restaurant quality Buddha bowls on my first try.
Exactly. And Sarah has been making her mapo tofu every week for 3 months. 3 months. That's longer than any diet I've ever tried. Longer than any 30-day challenge. Longer than any new year, new me plan.
So the secret is not a perfect meal plan. The secret is one small swap that you can actually keep doing.
Exactly. Sarah didn't try to eat healthy. She just made her favorite dish a little healthier. And because she liked it, she kept doing it. That's the real change, not the recipe. The consistency.
So instead of a Buddha bowl that tastes like nothing, I could just make my favorite dish with one small change. Same food I already love. Just one swap that feels so much easier than what I tried to do.
That's exactly the point. Sarah's approach is not exciting. It's not a big story. She did not post it on social media, but she has been doing it for 3 months. That's the kind of change that actually lasts. Not the kind that looks good in a photo.
Slow and boring beats fast and exciting. I need to remember that.
Yes. What's your favorite dish? Let's start with that.
I love noodles. Simple noodles with egg and vegetables. That's my comfort food.
Perfect. Next time, add an extra vegetable or use half the oil or add a handful of spinach at the end. One small thing. That's all. Just one change to a dish you already love.
One small thing. I can do that. I think...
That's the spirit. One swap. Not a new kitchen.
Not a new kitchen. Not a new diet. Not a new me. Just a slightly better version of the same noodles I already love.
Exactly. And that version might not be perfect, but it's good enough, and good enough done regularly beats perfect done once.
Speaking of cooking and failed Buddha bowls, let me ask you something. What are the English words for all the things we just talked about?
Good idea. Let's do word power. 10 words about food and cooking. Ready?
Ready. Number one, recipe.
Recipe. Noun. A set of instructions for cooking a dish. I found a recipe for Buddha bowl online, but mine did not look like the photo. A recipe tells you what ingredients to use and what steps to follow.
Number two, ingredient.
Ingredient. Noun. One of the things you use to make a dish. The ingredients for my healthy bowl cost more than a takeout dinner.
Number three, bland.
Bland. Adjective. Having no strong taste. Boring flavor. The quinoa was bland, so I added more salt and lemon. Bland food is the opposite of flavorful food. My Buddha bowl was very bland. That was my biggest problem.
Number four, overcooked.
Overcooked. Adjective. Cooked for too long. My sweet potato was overcooked and too soft. Overcooked vegetables lose their color and become mushy.
Number five, underseasoned.
Underseasoned. Adjective, not enough salt, spice, or flavor. The chicken was under-seasoned and dry. Under-seasoned is the opposite of well-seasoned.
Number 6. Portion.
Portion, noun, the amount of food you take or serve. I made a huge portion of quinoa, enough for 3 meals. A portion can be big or small.
Number 7. Swap.
Swap. Verb, to replace one thing with another. I swapped white rice for brown rice in my favorite dish. A small swap can make a big difference over time, and you don't need to swap everything. One swap is enough.
One swap. That's our theme for today. Number 8. Homemade.
Homemade. Adjective. Made at home, not bought from a store or restaurant. Homemade food is usually healthier than takeout. Homemade doesn't have to be fancy. It just has to be made by you. A simple homemade noodle soup can be healthier than a fancy restaurant meal.
That's comforting. Number 9. Meal prep.
Meal prep. Noun or verb. Preparing meals in advance, usually for a few days. I tried meal prep once. 5 containers of chicken and broccoli. It did not go well. Meal prep is a great idea in theory. In practice, it's hard to eat the same thing 5 days in a row.
Number 10. Balanced.
Balanced. Adjective. Having the right mix of different things. A balanced meal has vegetables, protein, and grains. Balanced doesn't mean perfect, it means good enough. A dinner with some vegetables, some protein, and some carbs, that's balanced enough for most days.
Okay, let me try to put all 10 in one sentence.
Please do.
I found a recipe for a balanced Buddha bowl. Bought all the ingredients, but the result was bland and under-seasoned. So now I just make one small swap in my favorite homemade dish instead.
That's the most honest cooking story I have ever heard, and it covers all 10 words in one sentence. I'm impressed. All right, real talk. So here's the thing. We think eating healthy is a big project. Buy special ingredients, follow perfect recipes, cook all your meals. But that's not how real people eat.
No, real people order sandwiches when the quinoa fails. Real people make the same 3 dishes every week, and that's okay.
That's a good starting point. Let's build on that.
Okay, here we go. 9 small things. Not a meal plan, just 9 small thoughts about food and healthy eating.
I'm ready.
Number 1, pick one dish. Don't change your whole diet. That never works. Just pick one dish you already love and make one small swap. Less oil, more vegetables, a different grain. One swap. That's your starting line. Not a diet plan, not a 30-day challenge. One dish, one swap.
That's a small positive action. Very small, very doable, not overwhelming. Number 2. Healthy food is not punishment food. We think healthy means sad salads and plain chicken, but that's not what healthy means. Healthy just means food that helps your body feel good later. A good homemade meal with vegetables, that's healthy. Even if it's not a superfood bowl with quinoa and kale, a simple stir fry with rice is healthy too.
That's a reframe. I needed that. Healthy is not a specialty dish. It's just a normal meal with a little more vegetables. Number 3. One takeout meal does not ruin your health. You had pizza for dinner? That's fine. You ordered takeout because you were tired? That's fine too. One meal is not a failure. It's just one meal. Your health is built by what you do most of the time, not by one dinner. Don't let one takeout night turn into a week of guilt.
That's being kinder to yourself. Number 4, you don't need special ingredients. Quinoa is not better than rice. Kale is not better than cabbage. Expensive olive oil is not better than regular oil. The best ingredient is the one you already have in your kitchen. Use that. Your pantry already has everything you need to eat a little healthier tonight.
Permission to stop buying fancy health food. I like it. Number 5, the good enough rule. Your homemade food does not need to look like a food blog photo. It needs to taste good enough that you want to eat it again. Good enough is the goal, not perfect. The perfect meal you never make is worse than the good enough meal you make every week.
Good enough is the goal. I'm putting that on a note. Number 6, cook once, eat twice. Make a little extra when you cook. Then tomorrow's lunch is already done. No extra effort, no extra thinking. Just a bigger portion today. That's the easiest healthy habit there is.
A small positive action. Number 7, you don't need to meal prep 7 days. Start with 2 days, 2 containers. If you can keep that for 2 weeks, add 1 more. Small steps build real habits. Big steps build guilt. The meal prep that lasts 3 days is better than the meal prep plan that lasts 0 days.
Permission to stop going big. I like that. Number 8, tiny joy, the first bite of something you made yourself that actually tastes good. That moment when you take a bite and think, wait, this is actually good. That's a tiny joy, and it's one of the best feelings in the world, because you made it, you, with your own 2 hands. No delivery app, no restaurant, just you and your stove.
That is a beautiful tiny joy. I want more of those moments. Number 9, this is the last one. You are not failing at healthy eating. You are just learning what works for you. And what works is probably simpler than you think. 1 dish. 1 swap. 1 small change that you can keep doing. That's not a diet. That's just living. That's something you can actually keep.
That's a good place to end.
I think so too. We covered a lot, but it all comes back to one idea.
What's that?
Your healthy eating is yours. Not some influencer's perfect meal prep. Not a diet plan you found online. Yours. Your dish. Your swap. Your pace.
Your pace. I like that.
So here's my small suggestion for today, tonight. Don't try to change your whole diet. Don't buy special ingredients. Don't download a meal plan. Just think of 1 dish you already love. Then think of 1 small swap. That's all you need to start.
1 dish. 1 swap.
Pick 1 dish. Make 1 small swap. That's enough for today. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.